although I understand that each of you have had a chance to speak with Mike Hogan and others about the issues, so I hope by now there are not too many open issues, but of course, we welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all the items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wants to vote uniquely on any one item, that is easily accommodated. Please just indicate so to Michelle, and she will record your vote. Michelle, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items in the voice vote agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting September 23rd as revised. Number one, approve resolution for R. Michael Tanner, Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Chicago.
I'm sorry, would it be appropriate to have that particular item read aloud?
Sure.
Karen, would you do that?
Sure.
Please, yes.
Michael, would you mind joining me up here so we can all see you as we honor you? Thank you. Our resolution reads, to R. Michael Tanner, the Board of Trustees hereby expresses its appreciation for your distinguished and dedicated service to the University of Illinois at Chicago as Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. You have served as UIC's Chief Academic and Budget Officer since July 1, 2002, a time of budget pressures of historic magnitude. Despite these challenges, UIC has continued to make progress across the range of its missions, and this is due in no small part to your skill, experience, integrity, and collegiality. Under your leadership, the campus has engaged in thoughtful and collaborative deliberations about its future. These studies, Strategic Thinking 2010, a new master plan for UIC's physical environment, and the Diversity Strategic Thinking and Planning Report are among the hallmarks of your tenure as provost. Your other legacies include the recruitment of strong academic leadership for the colleges, collaborative interdisciplinary programs, and improved usage of energy that will not only benefit the environment, but save UIC millions of dollars annually. We congratulate the Association of Public Land-Grant Universities upon your selection as Vice President, Academic Affairs. Your record as a scholar, teacher, and administrator will serve APLU and its member institutions very well. For the many and significant contributions to UIC students, faculty, and staff, and to the university as a whole, the board thanks you for your service and wishes you well as you embark on this new and exciting chapter of your career. We all thank you so very much.
Thank the board for this tremendous honor of this resolution. It's been a privilege to serve the University of Illinois in the Chicago campus. I would echo the words of Carrie Heitman this morning that the future of Illinois hangs heavily on the University of Illinois and its success in educating students and bringing new industries for the prosperity of the state. So I wish all my dear colleagues here the best in the future, and thank you again for this honor.
Michelle, will you continue?
Yes. Item number two, reappoint members to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago campus. Three, appoint Interim Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, designate an Interim Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Chicago. Four, appoint Interim Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Springfield. And five and six were withdrawn. We'll move to seven, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Eight, establish the Center for Cardiovascular Research, College of Medicine, Chicago. 9, reorganize the Department of Surgical Oncology, College of Medicine, Chicago. 10, audit function charter for Board of Trustees, Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. 11, approve proposed amendments to the University of Illinois statutes and the general rules concerning university organization and procedure.
Thank you, Michelle. May I have a motion to approve these items?
I move acceptance.
Second.
Is there a second? Is there any discussion? We'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these items, and these are the items for which we will have a roll call vote. We will vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, please just state so, and Michelle will take care of the rest. Michelle, will you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
Yes. Item number 12, approve energy conservation project, professional and construction services award, and financing for veterinary medicine complex at Urbana. 13, employ architect and engineer for big broadband fiber optic infrastructure installation at Urbana. 14, campus master plan update, Chicago. 14A, approve intergovernmental agreement for Medicaid federal financial participation reimbursement, Chicago. 15, approve purchase recommendation. 16, authorize settlement in Neeson v. Parcellano, RN et al. 17, authorize settlement in Harris v. Gilliam, MD et al. 18, authorize settlement in Williams v. Gandhi, MD. And 19 is disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Is there a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Michelle, will you call it?
Yes.
Dr. Carroll?
Yes on all.
Ms. Acera?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Ms. Kahn?
Yes on all.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes for all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes on all.
Mr. Montgomery? Mr. Oliver?
Yes to all.
Mr. Olivier?
Yes on all.
Governor Quinn? Mr. Soso?
Yes to all.
Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all.
Mr. Tortorero?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this point, we'll go with any other reports and final comments on any of the reports that were distributed in the pre-board meeting package. I wanted to just acknowledge something with the faculty. We had hoped that prior to the meeting that we would organize a conference call with President Hogan and the faculty representatives so that they could be walked through the agenda. That apparently did not occur for this meeting, but it will occur in all future meetings. So thank you. So next, we have one last report from Tiefen Teng from the Springfield Senate.
I have PowerPoint, so I'm waiting for it. Okay, it's on now. Thank you for the opportunity to report to you on what Springfield Campus Senate accomplished last year. First, let me offer an overview on Campus Senate's role in university governance. Campus Senate is a legislative body regarding educational policy. At the Springfield campus, our Senate governance structure includes the Senate Executive Committee, the Senate and its various standing committees, as well as those members of Campus Senate serving on the University Senate's conference. According to the Springfield Campus Senate bylaws, our Senate Executive Committee consists of four Senate officers, the President of Student Government Association, and the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, who serve as a non-voting ex officio member. Our Senate Executive Committee meets every other week over the course of the academic year. With regard to the composition of our campus senate, the voting membership includes 20 faculty members, 5 students, 1 academic professional representative, 1 civil service staff member, and 1 dean. Our vice chancellor for academic affairs also attends Senate meetings as non-voting ex officio member. UIS Senate meets every other week. Given the time commitment and other factors, serving on the Senate is considered a significant service. The 20 faculty senators count for 10% of the total full-time faculty, and our Senate campus Senate quorum consists of 60% of the total voting membership. So currently, we have 16 standing Senate committees where the majority of Senate work is being conducted. These Senate committees deal with many aspects of educational policy or academic matters, such as curriculum approval, assessment, admissions policies, research, faculty status, and those aspects of student life related to the educational process. During the academic year 2009-2010, 25 resolutions were brought to the Senate for deliberation and approval. Of them, 23 were approved, one sent back, and one being tabled. Examples of the approved resolutions include admission policy for undergraduate international student, a creation of a new minor in social responsibility and leadership development, establishment of the three-year assessment cycle for academic programs, revisions for our academic integrity policy, requesting the restoration of MAP funding, amendments to the statutes, and so forth. So academic year 2009-2010 was a year of challenges and change. First, the Senate elected a new Senate chair in a decade. At the time when the university was grappling with and continues to the worst financial situation in a decade. So lucky for me to have this opportunity to be put to the test. As soon as Senate Executive Committee was formed last summer, our very first task was to follow up on a resolution passed by the previous Senate to put together an ad hoc committee to investigate intercollegiate athletics. As UIS athletics program transitioned from NAIA to NCAA Division II, we want to ensure good standing in the academic integrity and quality of student athletes, the welfare of student athletes, the campus governance of intercollegiate athletics, and the physical responsibility of the athletics program. We also work with the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost to establish various task forces to address the university mandate on admissions, instructional resources management, and levels of governance and administrative approval on curricular matters. Finally, at the end of the last year, our Senate also approved the search advisory committee for the next chancellor, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Stan Eikenberry for his support as the university president last year in working with the campus senate to get the process of chancellor search rolling. So needless to say, it was a busy year, but it was also a year that set in motion for the next phase of the development for the Springfield campus. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would say that, you know, our experience with getting to know the faculty, particularly the leadership of the different senates, is it reveals how extraordinary the amount of time and commitment is involved in playing that role in these campuses. You look at the number of committees, the fact that they're meeting every other week, it's just extraordinary. So we appreciate your love of and dedication to the university. At this time, I'd like to convene the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment period during each of our meetings. During that time, as many as six individuals can speak up to 5 minutes each. Those individuals apply through a procedure established by the board and presented on the board's website. The tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and only ask questions as necessary. Normally, we will ask President Hogan and his staff to get back to the speakers with responses to any questions that they might pose. We appreciate the fact that we have six guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from each of them.